Forest harvested 14,921 deer during the alternative methods portion of the firearms deer season, which is pretty much on par with where we've been the last 3 or 4 years with that portion.
Alternatives include all kinds of stuff, I guess, don't they?
Well, they do now. This is the portion that was formerly known as the muzzleloader portion, which was created back in 1988. This year, we expanded the methods that were legal during this portion to include archery methods, crossbows, atlatls, centerfire handguns, and air-powered rifles.
Do you do any kind of a breakdown on which method killed the most deer or which method killed deer?
We haven't. We'll do some of that stuff in our postseason firearms surveys, asking questions about what types of weapons individuals did use.
Okay. So what is our running total now with all of the seasons and all of the weapons that people have been using through the last couple or 3 months?
Yeah, we're just over 304,000 deer taken with archery and firearms methods for the total season.
And is that kind of average?
It's actually up some. We're up about 5% from where we were last year. Don't know where the final season total will end up, but we'll certainly be up for total harvest. And that's primarily a result of the poor acorn crop that we had across much of central and south Missouri, resulting in deer activity increasing and making them much more vulnerable to harvest. So the increased harvest this year was somewhat predicted.
And deer hunting wraps up in a few days with the second youth hunting season. Tell me about that.
Yeah, the firearms portion of the deer season will wrap up this weekend, 2 days of youth-only firearms deer hunting. They can take as many deer as permits will allow them to in the area that they're hunting. It's relatively low participation rate, but we will have a few thousand youth out there hunting. And then the end of the archery season will come to a close on January 15th.
Okay. Have you had very many folks have your agents arrested very many folks for doing things illegally out there during all this long season?
Well, yeah, we always have those who choose not to obey the laws, like any year.
We'll probably look in on you later in January after the whole thing's wrapped up and get a final total. But 304,000 is pretty good.
Yeah, it is. It's certainly back up. I think this is the first time we've passed 300,000 for 4 or 5 years. Again, most of it's a result of increasing deer numbers in the Ozarks. Certainly the lack of acorns down there making them much more vulnerable to harvest.
Yeah. How have we had very many hunter incidents?
I know we had 3 fatalities during the November portion of the firearms deer season. I don't know of any additional accidents. Haven't heard of any additional accidents.
Good.